something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the essence of Christianity.
Hallelujah. We are complete in Him, who is the head of all principality and power. Complete in Him. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You know, man is a spirit. And what God does in our life is from the spirit. He works from inside out. Many want to walk from outside in, and it's impossible. You can walk from outside in. You can try to teach the brain what the spirit doesn't have. You may amass the knowledge. You may amass some information, but that will still not make you a child of God. Oh. How many have lived wasted years? Wasted. Wasted because of the wrong pursuits. Wasted. Wasted. Do you know why we have so many Christians needing baby food all the time? They need a lot of baby food. Hello, are you still there? There's a lot of baby food. You know, we got to spoon feed them, baby them. Come here. You know, we keep telling them, don't worry, everything will be all right. Okay? Don't worry. God is going to turn your worst times into your best times. God's going to help you. Don't worry. You'll be okay. God's going to lift you up. God's going to get tired of it. God's going to do it for you. He'll do it. Yeah. God will. So many Christians, they need baby food. All the time, baby food. We have to baby them. Don't worry. Don't worry. God's going to make a way where there ain't no way. Baby food. But God doesn't want you to stay in that baby level, brother. He doesn't want you always being pulled up. Always being pulled up. Always looking, hoping that everything's going to work out for your good. That this great God of glory, He's going to pull the doors open for you. He doesn't want to do it for your information. Get tired of... Help me. Bless me, bless me. Bless me, O Lord. Bless me, bless me. Bless me, O Lord. All right. Okay. 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 May the Lord's light shine upon you. Amen. Amen. Yes. That is for the baby. Yes, there's a time for that. Yeah, yeah. But soon enough, God's going to push you into the fire. Where nobody's prayer is going to work for you. I'm telling you, you'll be there crying out. You call so-and-so and telephone, they'll say, he's not in. You call brother so-and-so, and he'll pray and pray and pray and sweat, and it's not going to work. Then you know it's about time you decided whether or not you know Jesus. It's about time you found out about God for yourself. It's time to know whether he is in you or not. There are people they want to get as many prayers as they can. They want to make sure everybody's praying for them. They collect prayers. They're prayer collectors all over the place. Just be praying. Why they keep on doing whatever they like to do? They just be sure, grandma's praying for me, auntie so-and-so is praying for me, pastor so-and-so is praying for me. They have a lot of prayer warriors all over the place. They've even paid some to just be doing the praying. One day, they're going to have to get into the fire. God needs you in the fire. He needs you in the heat. He needs you there. And then don't expect any exhortation, because the Holy Spirit will not give you an exhortation at that time. You will need an exhortation, no counseling.
If you know what I'm going through. And then preacher says, don't worry, I can feel it. You know what the word says? Count it all joy when you go through diverse tests. He says, count it all joy. You have to wake up. See, real Christianity, I always tell you, there are no sissies in God's army. No sissies in God's army. You can't afford that. The devil is too wicked for that. And if you pray, oh God, protect me, he will not answer it. From the devil? No. How can he protect you from the devil that he has defeated already? He defeated the devil and told you, put your foot on his neck. Keep him there. So he will not protect you from the devil anymore. Yes, I know, we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Then we go on, 1, 2, 3. But that prayer doesn't make any sense. Spiritual sense, it's not required. God doesn't answer it. I know some of you have prayed it this morning. But I've told you before, God don't answer that kind of prayer. You might as well, instead of that, just say, twinkle, twinkle, little star. How wonder what you are. Up above the world, you are like a diamond. Yeah. And be touched. Because you're praying to him. You say, but that's the prayer of Jesus. It's called our Lord's Prayer. And everywhere they say, let us say our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven. Who called it our Lord's Prayer? You. The Lord never said, this is my prayer. If you want to know the Lord's Prayer in the Bible, go to St. John's Gospel, chapter 17. That was his prayer. Now, in this one, he said, when you pray, he said, after this manner, therefore pray ye. He didn't say, pray this prayer. He said, after this manner, therefore pray ye. It was a manner of prayer. He was showing us an outline. We don't have to use the same words. Why are we not going to use the same words? Because the circumstances are different. When he said, thy kingdom come, the kingdom was not come. Now it is come. We don't pray, thy kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread. Already says all things are yours. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm talking about? See, you have to understand the word of God. Don't ask him to protect you from the evil one, for the evil one was not yet defeated at that time, but now he has been rendered helpless. He is defeated. And so he says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. He didn't say, pray that I might protect you from the devil. He says, you resist the devil. You resist him. Then he tells you the result. He didn't say the devil fight you back. Somebody says, well, I've been resisting him, but he's getting too strong. No! Resist him, and the Lord says, the devil will flee. It is an automatic effect. He will have to flee. Every time a child of God resists the devil, there is something he's programmed to flee. Hallelujah. He cannot not flee. Do you get it? He cannot not flee. All I need is to resist him. Just put up a resistance. Do you understand? You say, maybe I'm resisting, but it's not strong enough. Doesn't have to be strong enough. He didn't say resist strongly. He says resist him in faith. That's all. In faith, that's all. Resist him and he's programmed to flee. He will necessarily flee. The one who created him said there is something inside him that makes him flee. Hallelujah. At the push of the button of resistance, he will flee. And it's that button is soft touch. Hallelujah. Just a little resistance. Just say no to the devil. That's all you need. Some Christians say, well, I believe in God, but I don't like to believe in the devil, because what you believe is what happens to you. You think it's as simple as that? You must be wiser than Jesus. Jesus says there's a devil, and you say there's none. How can you say you're a Christian and say, well, there are no devils, there are no demons, is what you believe that happens to you? It is not true that what you believe happens to you.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org. For an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo, 267 at Demulegun Road, opposite Indubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com. God bless you.
Healing streams in July will shake this world. Let's get ready for it. Yes. Let's be praying towards it. And let's work together towards it.
It's the Healing Streams Live Healing Service with Pastor Chris. Prepare your heart, family, city, and nation for this phenomenal healing service with Pastor Chris, airing live across major terrestrial radio stations and networks around the world. Penetrate every man's world in the language of their hearts by sponsoring a radio station or network. You can also join us to pray as we extend the life-changing flow to many around the world through radio. You can also listen live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org or download our mobile app from the Love World App Store, Google Play Store, or the Apple App Store. For more information on how to be a part of this, kindly send a mail to lwr.transmissions@loveworld360.com or kindly call +234-803-186-5601. God bless you.
This is the continuation of the message, the essence of Christianity.
How can you say you're a Christian and say, well, there are no devils, there are no demons, it's what you believe that happens to you? It is not true that what you believe happens to you. Otherwise, believing in good things will make good things happen to you. Hello? Are you sure you're still here?
Yes.
What you need is Christ in you. The revelation of Jesus Christ in you. He says, when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and saved me by his grace to reveal his son in me. Oh, hallelujah. To reveal his son in me. Can he be revealed in you? Such that in your life people can see Jesus in you. Do you understand? I don't mean they have to unveil this. I understand. Did you ever read of Francis of Assisi? Who prayed so much that Christ should be revealed in him. It is said that when he died, his body was opened. And they found the cross having been imprinted on his heart. Maybe that dear man of God had contemplated the cross so much until he was thoroughly convinced that that thing had made a mark on his heart. I believe a Christian can contemplate the glory of God so much and contemplate the reality of Christ, the revelation of Jesus Christ, so much until you're actually influenced by his divine presence. There's nothing that has gotten my attention as much as that presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. It brings a difference between you and religion. Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's why you can lay your hands and know that his own hand is there too. Because you're friends now. He walks in you. He talks in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love Oral Roberts. He said, Jesus Christ is my closest friend. I never forget him saying that. He said, he's the closest person to me. Yes. I remember watching him. I was listening as Oral was talking on the platform. And I was sitting on the third gallery. Looking. And he spoke for 15 minutes. Only 15 minutes. And all the time he was talking on that platform, tears coming down my eyes. Then the Spirit spoke to me. It matters. See, I'd seen so much. I'd seen a lot. I'd seen so many Christians. But there was something I wanted. I wanted the real Jesus. Do you understand? I wanted the real Jesus. The real Christ. I knew if he was alive, there must be a presence about him. If he was in you, there's a presence about him. If Christ dwells in you, he cannot be so hidden. Sometimes I pray to him, I say, dear Lord Jesus, don't be hidden. Let people see you in me. Don't be so quiet they can't find you. Please talk through me. Show yourself in me. Because I saw him in oral. Oh, I was talking 15 minutes. Never seen that. Just standing there and just talking about the Lord and every word that came out of his mouth. It's the word of God. No wonder they said in him was life. See, John had observed Jesus so much. He said in him was life. And the life was the light of men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's T.L. Osborne? Way back 1980. They said he was coming. And so we were waiting for him. Saturday night. We were waiting. Oh. God, I'd never seen it. Until that day. Oh. I think that was just what I needed. I was sitting on the, I think about the first or second row, first row, sitting there at the front, close to the platform, with my cassette player, recording every moment, praise God. And then, T.L. walked in. When he got to the door, my, I just saw, oh, the man came in with the presence of Jesus Christ. That's it. And I said to myself, that is it. That is it. That is it. That is it. That's the thing I've been, that's the thing I've been seeking. That's the thing. That man's got it. He's got it. He hadn't spoken yet. Are you hearing me? He hadn't said a word yet. He just walked in. I'm telling you, there's something about a divine Christ. Do you understand what I'm talking about? He said, when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and saved me by his grace to reveal his son in me. He has to be revealed in you. I'm talking about Christianity. And he walked up the platform. I couldn't get my eyes off of him. And he spoke for about an hour. Oh. What a presence. What a presence. What a presence. That's what you need. Don't settle for anything less. Get real Christianity. Real Christianity. All right? Truly, it is in you. You see, if we do not let the Word take control of our lives, if we do not let the Word dominate us, we will never experience such glory. And all we have is religion shouting. Religion going somewhere to happen. Religion on rampage. That's all you have. But don't take it. I look at our programs today and look at our ministry today. I am seeing exactly things that I dreamed about and said, God, let me see them. I said, because if you're alive, you'll heal the sick. I said, because if you're here, you'll do the same things you did. Because people suffer. And only his true presence can do that. No amount of quoting of scripture will do it. What I say to you, I say to all, go for the real thing. Amen? Amen. Go for the real thing. go for the real thing. It's very easy to get off the track. Go for the real thing. Hallelujah. For the real thing. If you have received the Holy Spirit, find out who the Holy Spirit is. Get to know Him from the Word. He is more than an influence. To most people, He's an influence. An influence that makes you preach well. An influence that makes you do things nicely. An influence that just helps you become strong. An influence, some power that you need to do things. He is more than all that, brothers and sisters. The Holy Spirit is far more than all that. He's more than someone to equip you do things. He didn't come just to equip you do things. Oh. Oh. I find something. Great men are humble. Rich men are appreciative. Tell you why I said that. Truly great men are humble. Rich men are appreciative. Maybe I wouldn't decode that today. But you see, the Holy Spirit has come to help you serve God. He's come to help you to know God and to serve Him. He wants to help you. He can arrange circumstances in your life. He wants to help you know Him, help you serve God, help you do right. All that ahead of the power. Because when He's there, the power is there. It's not the power. It's the relationship. That's what he seeks. Praise God. Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can you just bow your head? The Spirit of God is doing something. There's someone's jaw that's being arranged by the Spirit of God. The power of God is in this place so strong. Someone's jaw is being touched by the Lord. If you have a problem with your jaw, I want you to just move it. Move it, move it again and again and receive that healing for your jaw. Praise God. Receive that healing for your jaw. There's a jaw that's being healed. If you feel the power of God on your jaw, receive that healing right now. The anointing of God is working in this place so strong. Receive it now. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo, 267 at Dim Legun Road, opposite Ndubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965 or send an email to radiotransmissions@love0360.com. God bless you.